On the KSRO live line with us is Karen Travers from ABC News from the White House. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So a lot of sidestepping going on with Sarah Sanders, White House press secretary, who says that Trump eventually learned that Michael Cohen was reimbursed. What does all that mean?
Yeah, the denial that the president gave on Air Force One in early April, where he was asked, did you know about the payment from Michael Cohen to Stormy Daniels? He said no. She says he didn't have all the facts and that this was something that was not initially known, but was later learned. And this is also basically what Sarah is saying about her own information on this, too. Yesterday in that briefing, she said six times a variation of the phrase best information, as in we give the best information we have at the time. That's her goal. That's what she has to do every single day.
Yeah.
And that's notable because it's saying that she's either not in the loop on some things or that she was misinformed about things. You know, best information I have at the time doesn't necessarily cut it when you're talking about big issues of national security. You know, that's why you see press secretaries sometimes just say, I have nothing to say on that. But on this particular issue, Sarah Sanders said in early March, I've spoken to the president about this. There was no knowledge of any payments from the president. Now we know that there were. There were payments. Now, it's who knew what and when is the question.
Man, I'm really glad I don't have that job. What Rudy Giuliani did when he got onto Fox News, and that was the first appearance where he talked about all of this payment, repayment stuff. What is the feeling in Washington at this point about those appearances from Giuliani, Karen? Do most people think it was a deliberate action or foot in mouth?
Yeah, it's a strategy. Now, you can debate whether it was a good strategy, but he has certainly said that this was something that was planned, that the president was in the loop on this. They talked about it and decided that this information was going to get out. This was going to come out through either a newspaper, TV network, some leaks, because Michael Cohen's home and office and hotel room were raided. There's financial documents that investigators have. So let's get ahead of it. That was the strategy. That makes sense from a crisis communications point of view, but Sarah Sanders didn't know about it until it happened on Wednesday night. White House lawyers didn't know about it. There are a lot of people who are completely out of the loop, and that's why you see this kind of scramble to catch up and maintain this very explosive revelation. I think it also raises questions of, you know, if the president's talking to Rudy Giuliani in one meeting, they're coming up with a strategy. What are the other lawyers and what are the communication shop? What are they coming up with that's all going to just implode because nobody is communicating?
Some people are saying, I wonder how long Emmett Flood will be a part of this team.
Yeah, I mean, the rotating door of revolving door of lawyers certainly has been a theme here at the White House. Rudy Giuliani told us last night that he comes in with experience from the Clinton years dealing with subpoenas. They think there's a 50-50 chance that Robert Mueller does issue a subpoena to compel the president to testify. We'll see how that plays out.
And one more note before we let you go, Karen, and that is you're in Washington at the White House today, but last weekend you and your husband spent the weekend in Sonoma. How was it?
It was so lovely that we're plotting our next trip back, and my husband had to drag me kicking and screaming onto the plane on Monday morning. We had a wonderful time. People were apologizing that it was so cool. We said, no, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
But we did the very exclusive Sonoma. We didn't go over to Napa. We did a very nice Sonoma vineyard tour, had a lot of great dinners, stayed right along the plaza square in Sonoma.
Oh, fantastic.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, there's a reason why we live here, huh?
We are now realizing why. And you know what's interesting?
What's
in 4 days out there, I never heard anybody talking about tweets. So
isn't
it was
that
very
strange?
Nice to be removed from Washington for a little bit.
Yeah, this is about as removed as you can get, you know, not maybe pango, but other than that. Well, we're glad that you had a great time here and look forward to you coming back, too.
We'll come back and I'll stop by and say hi in person next time.
Sounds good. That is Karen Travers from ABC News at the White House talking about her time in Sonoma.